Sketchbook Comics and Games presents Comic Book Store Adventures with J. Stu and K. Stu.
All right, this is J. Stu. Once again, I'm at the awesome Sketchbook Comics here with the awesome Jeff. How's it going, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Pretty good day here. We got a gigantic DC announcement this morning.
We did.
Lots of new books.
Yeah, 25 or 24 that they're adding to the ones that are going to continue. They'll have a total of 49.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's a little misleading, some of the headlines that you'll see, because they're talking about how DC's ending the new 52.
Yeah.
It's not the case. They're just losing the imprint. You won't see it, the new 52 written on the books anymore.
It's been like 4 years now.
Exactly. Exactly. And it gives them the ability that if they want to do a book that doesn't necessarily take place in the continuity, then they can. But the rest of the continuity will still be there.
That's cool.
But there's some good ones coming. I mean, Robin's getting his own book.
Yeah.
There's another book called I Am Robin, or We Are Robin, something like that. That Lee Barriermo is writing, and I kind of want to be in that book. Robin's my favorite character of all
time. He's great.
I mean, Dick Grayson is really my favorite.
Is that going to feature all the Robins then?
Don't know. The cover is, the cover has a bunch of people that are have the R symbol on them type thing, but none of them look familiar. So
okay.
Be interesting to see. Off the top of my head, Dr. Fate's getting a book. Black Canary's getting a reworked book. By reworked, it looks like she's in a band.
Okay.
So it looks like they're doing some different stuff. Harley, Power Girl are getting a 4-issue limited series.
Saw that. You mentioned an Earth 2, new Earth 2 series?
I think it's called Earth 2 Society.
Okay.
Yeah, so much stuff coming. Red Hood / Arsenal is getting a book, and I don't know if that's the actual title or if they just haven't decided which name they're using.
Are they canceling the Red Hood series then, I guess? Because I thought Starfire's getting one too, new series.
You're right, she is. She is. So it must be, maybe it is a Red Hood Arsenal book then.
Okay.
Sorry, for some reason I was thinking Red Arrow when I read
Red Arrow, okay.
So I was like, maybe they just haven't decided what they're going to call Roy. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it said Red Hood Arsenal. So
okay.
Yeah, it must be a pairing for the two of them. But yeah, a ton of stuff coming.
Yeah, really excited
about it.
Really
excited. Very excited about it.
Now, on the opposite side of the coin, we were all excited because Marvel had announced they were making a big announcement today.
Game-changing.
Game-changing. Not so game-changing, though.
No. The announcement came out. It's that they're doing an all-female Avengers team, A-Force.
Okay.
Terrible name.
Yeah.
I don't know why they thought that was good.
Reminds me of Force Works from the 80s, 90s.
Yeah, it just feels... If they're an all-female Avengers team, why do they need a different name? Why aren't they just the Avengers?
Yeah.
You know, and there's nothing game-changing about it. I mean, it's their female characters all in one place. I mean, they have a female team already. There's an all-female X-Men team.
Yeah.
So how would this be game-changing exactly? That they have an all-female Avengers team?
Yeah.
It's Marvel trying to trend again. But, yeah. DC scooped them a bit there. I don't think there's going to be a huge amount of talk. Let's be clear. I'm all for a complete female cast.
Yeah.
No issues with that. I think it's a great idea as long as you use the right ones.
Yeah.
But I would say that about the guys, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Personally, I think Uncanny Avengers with Brother Voodoo and Quicksilver is a bad decision on its own. But, you know, but there's nothing game-changing about it.
Yeah.
So.
I get the feeling they're announcing too many tie-ins for this Secret Wars thing that's coming out.
That would be my thought. Too much. There's still more to come, and we all know it. It's still too far away for it to be.
Master of Kung Fu's getting a series.
Yeah, where they're going to put all the characters that have any sort of martial arts background, and including Kitty Pryde, which that one I was like, oh, that's kind of cool that they remembered. But yeah, I think they're announcing way too much, and I think they're playing the universe is ending card too hard, because when it's all said and done, I don't think it's going to be what they're leading people to believe it's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, how many times over the last few years have we heard the Ultimate Universe was ending?
Yeah. Yeah, the Ultimate Universe is ending, or, you know, here's a relaunch of Avengers. And it's like, you retitled it number one, but all of the previous continuity is still there. I mean, they've said that with this.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with our continuity, nothing wrong with our history. We're going to build on that history. Then there's nothing ending.
Yeah.
There's no reboot there. They're going to have to do something big to convince me that this is an actual reboot.
Yeah.
So, I don't think so, but... Yeah.
Oh, I just remembered going back to the first announcement. I think I read Brian Hitch is doing a new Justice League of America.
He's doing Justice League of America. I kind of get the impression that it's not necessarily going to be in continuity. It'll just be he's going to tell Justice League of America stories. You know,
he did a fairly decent Justice League run back in the day.
Oh yeah, 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 he definitely did. They've shown the cover for it, and it's the new 52 Justice League. So that's cool on its own. Yeah, there are a ton of them, and I don't remember all of them now.
Yeah, that's good, because when I first read it this morning, I had only seen five titles on the list.
Yeah, no, they have announced all of them, I'm pretty sure. Constantine the Hellblazer is one.
Oh, okay. I think there was a Batmite, even.
Batmite is getting a book, yep.
Yeah, a lot.
Some of the other stuff isn't really coming to mind. Oh, I believe there's a new Green Lantern book being brought out. It's Green Lantern something, and okay. I don't... Off the top of my head, I don't remember.
Well, they would have had to. They just canceled a bunch of it.
Yeah, all they had is Green Lantern and Sinestro left, which, honestly, I was kind of okay with. But I knew there was another one coming down the pipe, for sure. You have to have somewhere for Jon Stewart and Kyle to show up.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Potentially Guy Gardner, since Red Lanterns is gone. But we'll see what they do with him.
Cool. And Superman's getting a new costume and a new power, I guess.
Yeah, it happened this week.
Oh, did it? Okay. Okay.
By the time this airs, or, you know, the time it gets posted...
It'll be next week.
It'll be next week, so I think it's probably cool for me to say, the powers were shown in the preview that were online before the book was released. The Super Flare, I think they're calling it.
Yeah.
There's some interesting side effects to it that I think could play out in the future, especially if you can learn to control it a little better.
I read that he's, like, totally powerless for a little bit.
Yeah, for about a day afterwards while his cells recharge.
Okay.
The new costume is and isn't. It looks exactly the same.
Oh, okay.
It's just not the armor anymore.
All right.
It's, if I'm remembering correctly from when I read it, it's made of like Kryptonian fabric that his mother had at one point, but Batman and Alfred put it together for him. But the armor's gone.
Okay.
From the Super Flare. And then the big reveal is at the end of the issue, he reveals his identity, Jimmy Olsen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes.
Cool. Now, speaking of armor, what'd you think of the picture of the new Adam costume for the Arrow TV show?
I'm okay with it. I mean, let's face it, these shows and, like, the Dark Knight movies and stuff, they tend to go with a more of a realistic approach to it.
Yeah.
I mean, even Marvel's. Does for that matter. I mean, they went with a more realistic Falcon from the Ultimate Universe than putting him in that red and white costume.
Right.
Captain America's costume was very practical and based in reality, so it doesn't surprise me. I like the idea of the armor, and I call it armor because that's kind of what it looks like. I like that it may, if it's there for story purposes, let me say that much. I haven't watched season 3 of Arrow yet because, I mean, it's. My regulars know I binge watch once the season's done.
Right.
So I haven't seen any of it yet, and I haven't seen Ray Palmer or if they've introduced the power, how it even works. But my thought seeing it is, if the suit is there to kind of stabilize the shrink as it happens to him, then it makes sense to me that it would be, because it looks like it has gears and pneumatics and that type of thing built into it. So if that's the case, then I'm cool with it. I mean, it's a cool enough looking take on the actual costume.
Yeah.
As opposed to having, you know, the giant A on his chest that is the original costume.
True.
So,
okay.
We'll see how it looks in motion and stuff like that. That's really kind of the deciding factor to me.
Okay.
It's, you know, the first Batman costume from 89 looked fantastic, but Michael Keaton could barely turn his head.
That's right. Yeah. That's true. And I guess they also announced the lineup for the Titans series.
They did. I'm trying to remember it now. I believe it was Nightwing, Starfire, Hawk and Dove. And then Raven
and Oracle.
And Oracle, that's right. Except they're not going to call her Oracle. She's just going to be Barbara Gordon.
Okay.
I like it. I love the inclusion of Hank and Dawn, Hawk and Dove. Wow, I love that. I used to love their books so much
back
in the late 80s.
Me too.
First rule, don't mess with Hawk. If he says that once, I will be sold on the show. Yeah, it has Dick Grayson in it. If Hawk says, rule one, don't mess with Hawk, I'm down right out of the gate.
Nice. That's kind of cool. We're finally getting a Nightwing on screen.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
definitely.
And being my favorite character, I'm very, very excited about that.
That's cool. I know what I wanted to ask you.
Sure.
We kind of mess with Marvel all the time. What do you think about the fact that they're constantly renumbering all their series, but then when the series reaches a milestone, they go back to the original number?
Drives me nuts.
Because they're doing it now with Uncanny X-Men,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, they're going to do it with Uncanny X-Men. They just recently did it with Fantastic Four, where they flipped it back to the, I don't know, 600.
Just to cancel it a few issues
later. Yeah, just to cancel it in an issue or two. But it drives me nuts.
Okay.
And I don't say that really as a retailer. I say that more as a collector. It drives me insane when you're trying to organize things to have these pieces kind of all over the place. It just drives me insane. Because when they relaunch it, it becomes volume 2, volume 3, volume 10, whatever it happens to be, number 1. So then you switch back to the original numbering from volume 1. So how do you organize now? And drives me insane. And when you're trying to look stuff up online or look up prices in a price guide, if you happen to be looking for that stuff, it's insane. Like, it's just confusing for everyone. And, man, new readers, there's nothing new reader friendly about that. Nothing. Yeah. It's a money grab in my mind. You know, Marvel loves numbering things number one because they sell more.
Definitely.
You know, they can sell more of a number one than they can of a number, I don't know, 423. But then to go back and, you know, here's a milestone. Well, we'll try and sell more because it's issue 600.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that just seems like I want to say desperate, but it's not really desperate. It's just business.
Why renumber in the first place if they're just going to get back?
Yeah, exactly. I expect, hopefully, at some point, that will just stop because there was no fanfare behind it on Fantastic Four. Nobody cared.
No, not at all.
I have a feeling the only reason there's any fanfare to it for X-Men is because it marks the end of Bendis' run.
That's right, yeah.
So with him leaving, I think that's the only reason it really kind of got picked up on at all. Otherwise, I don't think anybody cares. So my hope is that will just kind of fade away. I expect to see Marvel kind of almost go to seasons with their books.
Yeah.
You know, we'll run it 1 to 12, 1 to 18, whatever, and then we'll restart it at 1 again. You know, at that point, the numbering never gets high enough that it's super intimidating for a new reader to think, oh, I've got to go back and get 400 issues. Well, for starters, you never did.
Yeah.
But, you know, people still carry that mentality a lot of cases. So.
Oh, yeah.
In that way, they'll always have a jumping on point with a new number one. Unless it's Spider-Woman, where it's tied directly into a crossover that won't make any sense at all.
That's
if
right.
If you haven't been reading everything. So, yeah, it drives me nuts. I bag on Marvel a lot. They still have characters I love.
Oh,
their movies are a lot of fun. I love the Captain America movies. Love them. They're in some of my favorite movies of all time. Right up there with like the Batman movies and Man of Steel, which I know a lot of people hate. They're all wrong. you know, Captain America's always been one of my favorite characters, you know.
Yeah.
But they just, from a business standpoint, they do a lot of stuff that I seriously question. It's both a retailer and a fan. So, what are you going to do?
Now, have you had time to read anything the last week since we last saw you?
I read A Town Called Dragon number 5, which came out this week from Legendary Comics. It's Judd Winnick's book about a town called Dragon in Colorado where dragons actually show up.
How is that? Because I used to love Winnick.
It's fantastic. I loved it. I can't wait for it to come out and trade now. I'm hoping they do some sort of fancy, awesome hardcover for my shelf.
Okay.
Because I really, really enjoyed it.
Okay.
It was a really good book about the people in the town dealing with what's effectively an indestructible dragon in a lot of cases. What else did I read this week? I didn't get a chance to read Batman from last week yet. Although, man, I'm excited to. I finally got more copies.
It's good. It's creepy.
I'm just trying to think of what even came out this week. I haven't had a chance to read Nameless, which is the new Morrison Chris Burnham horror book from Image.
Okay.
And I'm way behind on Witches, so I haven't had a chance to read either of those. I'm partway through Grayson. I've been here so much, I haven't even had a chance to read much this week. Town Called Dragon, for sure.
Okay.
And then I think, actually, to be honest, I think most of the other stuff I read this week was a little bit older, as I was trying to get caught up on things.
Oh, I hear you there.
But Town Called Dragon was great. I loved it.
I think I want to wait for a trade and read it. I had no idea Winnick had a new book.
So. Yeah. I was super excited when I saw that in the solicitations, because it came out the same time as Annihilator from Morrison.
Okay.
It came out from Legendary, and Morrison's hit or miss for me.
Oh,
I mean, sometimes his stuff is really great, and sometimes it just confuses the hell out of me.
Sometimes it's Final Crisis.
Even Final Crisis is better than some of his stuff.
Okay.
Final Crisis was rough, reading it on a monthly basis.
Yeah.
When I read it in Collected, very different experience.
Oh, okay.
I enjoyed it a lot more when it was read as one big story. The problem at the time was that they were trying to tie it into other stuff, and I remember they did Death of the New Gods. Jim Starlin wrote and drew it, which was terrible. He couldn't even match up the deaths to the ones that were happening in Final Crisis for whatever reason. So I have a feeling that stuff all tainted it for me, too.
Yeah.
But when I read it a few years later in collector form, I was like, okay, very different experience. Might have been partially because it was, you know, my second reading of it, too.
Okay. But
reading it together certainly helped, as opposed to reading it a month apart, where I may have forgotten pieces and
all right,
that kind of stuff.
Fair enough. All right. Well, once again, dude, thanks a lot for helping us out.
No
Everyone
worries.
Should make their way down here to Sketchbook Comics.
Absolutely.
Talk to Jeff. Look at the lovely Star-Lord statue he got.
Yeah,
it's
I love
it's
that
all
thing.
Good. All right. Thanks, man. We'll see you next time.
Take care.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.